This is North Shore Today for Thursday, November 16, 2017. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News whether to allow recreational marijuana sales in downtown Salem dominated the discussion Wednesday night during a joint public hearing between the City Council and the Planning Board. Almost everyone who spoke on the issue pushed for the downtown to become pot-friendly. The two boards opened three different hearings on proposed changes, namely updating the city's zoning rules to allow for retail marijuana, which was legalized statewide via a ballot question last November. The current language for the proposed ordinances doesn't allow retail marijuana operations, including cultivation, product manufacturing, testing, and sales, in the city's B5 zone, which includes all of downtown. Instead, these uses would be allowed in places such as business highway areas, industrial zones, and business parks. More on this story written by Dustin Luca in today's Salem News. There is a budget shortfall in Lynn. Bill Newell has that story.
Rick, the front page story on today's Daily Item, written by Thomas Grillo, is a story that it seems like we've read before. The Lynn city budget deficit is now at $5 million. It could become a $36 million problem for Mayor-elect Thomas McGee if the city is unable to set a tax rate by year's end. Peter Caron, the city's chief financial officer, wants the legislature to grant a one-time exemption from state law that requires the city to have a balanced budget before sending out the tax bills. Quote, if we are unable to set the tax rate and mail out the third quarter tax bills by the end of the year, the city will not receive the $31 million in real estate taxes by February 1, and we will be unable to meet payroll. Caron telling the city council Tuesday, without the legislature's approval, quote, without the legislature's approval, we would have to borrow a significant amount of cash that would probably cost $100,000 of interest. While Caron and the city council president, Darren Sear, insist that the request of the legislature is not unusual, neither could recall the last time the city needed that exemption. Quote, it hasn't happened in my time on the job, and I've been here since 1998, said Caron. Getting approval to send the tax bills is not a big deal, but the budget deficit is. Despite new sources of revenue implemented in the last few months, including a trash fee, meals tax, and payment from medical marijuana clinics, the money hasn't reached the city's coffers. The trash fee is expected to generate about $2 million annually. The meals tax should raise about $700,000, and the two medical marijuana clinics slated to open in the city could raise as much as $400,000 per year. But so far, the city has not seen the cash. Earlier this year, the FFM Group, a Philadelphia financial advisory services firm that specializes in advising municipalities, put the deficit at $8.6 million and recommended that the city not issue raises after union contracts expire, freeze hiring, contract EMS services to a private company, and eliminate 36 jobs. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill. Thank you, sir. Ethan Foreman also writes today in the Salem News, town meeting members will be asked to ban marijuana retailers from Danvers when special town meeting convenes December 4. But just in case this effort fails, members will also be asked to create a zone for recreational pot in town. The upcoming special town meeting has three warrant articles that deal only with recreational marijuana use. They wouldn't have any effect on medical marijuana. Town manager Steve Bartha explained the selectmen decided to give town meeting members the opportunity to ban recreational pot in Danvers, which is allowed under local control measures to the new state law. While a ballot question on recreational marijuana consumption passed statewide with a sizable margin last November, the measure failed to gain traction with Danvers voters. In May 2017, town meeting placed a temporary ban on retail establishments so town officials could do their homework before permitting these shops. The state legislature has since amended the new state law to clarify how communities that voted against the ballot question might permanently ban retail cannabis establishments. On December 4, town meeting will consider three separate articles that deal with banning and zoning retail pot shops, so there may be some confusion about them, Bartha did acknowledge. More on this story written by Ethan Foreman in today's Salem News. The Daily Item is reporting that more than 75 state, municipal, and student leaders gathered at Salem State University to discuss how the North Shore can move to 100% renewable energy from sources like solar and wind. The North Shore for 100% Renewable Energy Summit featured speakers from local and state government, businesses, and community organizations sharing their perspectives on the pathway to a future powered entirely by renewable energy. State Senators Joan Lovely and Bruce Tarr attended, along with city councilors, town planners, and community leaders from across the region. The North Shore has one of the oldest operational solar fields in the country. Green Energy Park in Beverly produces about 94,000 kilowatt hours per year of energy from its 3,000 panels. In recent years, North Shore communities have made rapid progress in expanding clean energy and reducing fossil fuel consumption. The towns of Beverly, Salem, Swampscott, and Gloucester all recently received more than $200,000 in grants from the state's Green Communities Program to improve the energy efficiency of municipal buildings and schools. Gloucester's Clean Energy Commission Chair, Linda Stout-Sanders, spoke at the summit of the energy savings and economic benefits of Gloucester's wind turbines and municipal aggregation program. More on this story in today's Daily Item. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.